This is URN.
So a High Court judge has permanently banned activists against LGBT equality lessons from demonstrating outside a Birmingham primary school. This primary school and the protesters themselves have been high in the news for the past kind of year or so, especially recently when the protesters went head-to-head with the local authority during a five-day hearing. The school in question is Anderton Park School in Sparkhill area of Birmingham, and it's been the focus of a long campaign to halt LGBT equality messages being taught in the classroom. Most of the protesters have stood outside the school regularly, chanting "Let kids be kids" and carrying placards with the famous message "Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve." Birmingham City Council launched court action to prevent more protests outside the school after about 300 people gathered at the gates in May. The demonstration included a speech by one person who claimed that paedophilia, transgenderism and same-sex relations were being taught in schools. Following the five-day hearing, the High Court judge reserved his judgment until a later date. But today, he announced the verdict, saying that an exclusion zone would remain in place from permanently banning protesters from gathering outside the school due to complaints about children's well-being. Warby said protesters had grossly misrepresented what was being taught at the school and had adversely affected children, teachers and local residents. An emergency interim order was granted, which sought to halt any further gatherings near the primary school, which was disrupting pupils or to intimidate staff. All three of the activists gave evidence at court and said that there was a reason for their protests. For this kind of subject in general, I think it's been quite widely discussed about the introduction of LGBT education into schools. I think I don't want to bring it straight back to the election immediately, but it is one of the points in Labour's manifesto is that they want to add this to the education system and especially to sex ed, because I don't know about the rest of you, but most of us weren't taught anything of this such anything at all like that during school. What do you think kind of will be the next step for this? Do you think there's going to be more protests, or do you think because of this ban people will kind of start to realize that they're being aggressive and it's unnecessary?
I don't know. Obviously it bans them from protesting outside the school, so obviously that will now stop. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the campaigners on this will probably just go to nowhere, because they've obviously been engaged by this and then they want to do something about it. Even though it's, I think realistically, like in the kindest sense, they've got the wrong end of the stick with what's actually going on here. It's like they're saying, like they're essentially teaching the kids about sex and paedophilia. When you look at like what they're actually teaching, it's stuff which is kind of as simple as, you know, that about the different types of relationships and stuff like that. It's as simple stuff like that, which I don't think, you know, in today's world you could say is, you know, massively controversial, you know, to say that gay people exist, which I think that some of the protesters would not like kids to be taught about at that age, or possibly even at all. Because, you know, I agree with what you said, the kind of the sex and relationships education from when we were at school was massively lacking. Mm-hmm. On a whole range of issues, including LGBT stuff, but also basically on like everything else anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, for once my teacher in those lessons didn't really know what they were doing. And I think, obviously, this has now become this, like, compulsory RSE, as it's known. It's become compulsory in schools. I think it may have been from this September, although I'm not sure. And so I think that having these lessons is a good thing and is a step forward.
Yeah, I think I do think there's just a massive misunderstanding by the protesters. I don't think the ban will stop them. I still think they'll be quite vocal. But I do also think there's a lot of the time there's real misunderstandings between, like, culture and religion. So I do feel like definitely some of the... I also don't understand the link with paedophilia at all. This is consistently something that's always brought up whenever there's LGBT protesters. Like, I don't understand where this link is coming from. It doesn't really make sense. And, of course, they're not going to be... That's not what they're going to be taught about. It's quite clear what they're going to be taught about, and it has been made clear by the schools as well, so I don't really understand where the confusion's coming from. But I do think also there's just a further problem with kind of cultures and religion and kind of religious interpretation based on culture as well, which I don't think always helps, especially if a culture has particularly oppressive like views towards certain groups of society. I feel like sometimes these can be these can get a bit confused into the debate when they kind of shouldn't be there.
I think that's definitely the case. People have jumped on this quite quickly to make racial and religious assumptions. In most of the news coverage, people have indicated, and like, you can't avoid the fact that the majority of the protesters are Muslim. People have been saying that, and that is in all the news coverage that has been kind of put out about this. And I think, yeah, there definitely is a case of assumptions between cultural thought and political thought, because any homophobic behaviour is disgusting and shouldn't be allowed. And I think by people saying that, oh, this is just a case of these people misunderstanding and they think they're teaching them inappropriate things to do with sex, it's not the case. This is homophobia. It's not people getting mixed up between what they think they're learning in the lessons. And I think this is what makes it such a controversial and difficult case to look at, because we can't deny the fact that this is one particular religious group, and within that religion there is homophobia in that sense. I'm not saying that the religion itself is homophobic, but there is a culture, clearly, in this area in Birmingham for people to want to, for people not to learn about LGBT people, and that I fail to understand. I don't really know how we can solve that. I think more understanding and actually putting stuff into education is the only way this can go. I think there definitely is a generational issue, but I think people have to be very careful with how they're reporting this and looking at this, as to not turn it into some form of kind of cultural attack on the whole of Islam, because it could turn into that, and I don't really know where to look at that.
No, I agree. I don't think it is like a cult. I think often, yeah, this idea that it's just a cultural difference kind of means that people are like, oh, well, it's fine. That's just their opinion. But that's not how it works. This is affecting education and the education of children. And it's kind of not acceptable to simply have, homophobic views because that's part of your culture. That's not really how that works. It's not part of the culture here. And also, That kind of it's not acceptable in the world. And also, I think it's the problem is as well, as soon as we start associating it with say one culture, other people from the same culture may disagree, and this is where you're getting like kind of minority views, but nonetheless those minority views are perhaps very similar for very similar reasons. And I do feel like it also is coming from I do think it is coming kind of from massive misunderstanding, like be it misreading like religious texts or wherever. I mean, it's kind of inexcusable regardless, but I do feel like maybe we should kind of do more to tackle where they're coming from, like where these opinions are coming from and why it's arising.
Like with Christianity and homophobia, people link that together because of kind of one passage in one particular piece of the Bible that they insist means that, and it
does.
That's if you actually like read the whole Bible, you'll be able to see that it doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I grew up with a religious education, but I'm personally atheist, but I've like had to read the Bible, I have to know what it said.
Yeah.
And it isn't homophobic. And I think, and it's what's happened is people that have wanted power have taken charge and assumed things that they shouldn't be. And I think the shape of religion now, or faith systems in general, should be that people should be able to believe what they like. But with that, we have to understand that come certain people that want to use their position within religion and use the fact that they are religious against others.
This is URN.